How do we explain to students of high school age the idea that Yaakov kissed Rachel before they were married? Why wasn't he Shomer Negiah without going into the mystical reasons? First of all, the issur of kissing someone who is prohibited to you is only where they are prohibited. That means that any woman who has not gone to the mikveh from the time that she started menstruating is prohibited, and therefore it's also to have physical contact, even though she's not married. But in the time of the Avos, it makes sense to say that Rachel perhaps went to the mikveh, and perhaps she was not Anida. So she was not prohibited to Yaakov. They weren't married, but she wasn't prohibited to him. And therefore the Isser really didn't apply. Also, the only Isser is a kiss that is a sensual kiss. But the type of kiss that Yaakov gave Rachel was a totally innocent kiss of a relative, and that is not Osir Meikar Hadin. It's Osir to us because any kind of kiss could either lead to a sensual kind of kiss, and therefore, rabbinically at least, it's prohibited to have any physical contact with a woman that's not your wife. But Meikar Hadin, talking about the Avos, Yaakov did absolutely nothing wrong with the type of kiss that he kissed Rachel, and is even assuming that Rachel herself was Tahar and Mutter and eventually going to marry him.